95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Sister, how are you?
I'm good.
It's Friday, right?
What happened to you? It's Monday, dude.
Oh,
dude.
Come on.
Couldn't be further from Friday.
Come on, man. I'm not ready for a Monday. Screw that. I read the clock wrong.
You were all excited that
it was
Friday?
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah.
Are you hungover?
Interesting weekend. Let's put it that way.
A non-weekend?
Yeah. How about you? You went to the Galaxy game. How was it?
Yeah. It was good.
Did you have a good... We saw the picture of you on the...
Yeah, great.
You made television.
Great.
You made the TVs.
I didn't see that till I got home. And there was a screen cap somebody took of it, and it was just a picture of my stupid face looking stupid.
No, you were in a lovely chiffon dress, and you looked really happy and nice. It was cool. No, you really, that was great. That was awesome. But it was a good game, huh? Fun?
It was a good game. I mean, it was ended up a tie, but it was a really good game.
Like, right.
There were a lot of chances to score, and everybody was going crazy, and you know.
Right. Speaking of good games, have you heard of this new thing we're playing, High-Low?
Yes, we started it today.
Yeah.
Explain to the people what happened on the kickoff of the game, because notoriously, games are difficult to sort of get going.
Usually they go for a long time and nobody can possibly come to the right answer.
Yes.
Right out the gate with Heidi and Frank this morning, a number between 0 and 95 was guessed 43. And that was the number.
That was the answer.
What? I mean, it's unbelievable.
I don't think that's possible.
I don't either. So they won a grand right out the gate and reset the whole damn thing, and now we have a new number.
Was it Frank calling in on the
That's what
line?
I was like, really?
Need that money.
No, yeah, so how crazy is that?
Okay, so the game is 0 to 95.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a number.
Yep.
High, low. And then if you pick a number and then you say 50 and we say lower.
Yep.
The next hour we do it. Do we do it every hour? Twice?
Yeah. Like 5 times a day, and we've got a couple in 3 and 5 o'clock. So coming up soon, we'll tell you what the last number was and whether the guess was high or low, and then your chance to not be able to pick a number right out the gate like that person.
I mean, if that happens again, there needs to be an inquiry.
Yeah, these are truly random pick numbers, I know for a fact. So that was just crazy.
Also, I don't know if you saw the Dave Grohl talking about his daughter being taught piano by Paul McCartney.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
Wow. Dang.
She was 5.
Wow.
And he went over and started playing a Beatles song.
Uh-huh.
And then she walked over and he taught her to play.
Wow. That's cool.
Yes.
That's a fairly good piano teacher. That's not like my piano
Dave's
teacher.
Dave's freaking out and she's 5. She doesn't know who the Beatles are or anything else, you know?
Who's this old dude?
He seems old, Dad.
Even older than you.
That is coming up today on 95.5 KLOS.
Oh, and this guy took over the station this past weekend and it was bloody amazing.
This is Billy Idol and you're with Kevin and Sluggo on KLOS. You really got no one to blame but yourself.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Look who's here, Michael Schneider.
Welcome, dude.
Hello, Michael.
Hey,
turn on his mic.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Hold on.
Well, that's weird. No.
Test.
Wow, this is a fantastic organization you guys have going.
Oh, you know what I think happened?
Did they steal his microphone?
I think this mic is the one that he's supposed to be talking to. He's got the wire. So can you turn on
maybe
the next one over?
There. I see a light.
There you go.
I see a light.
Yay!
It worked. You guys are professionals.
Sometimes you have to put stuff back together. I don't know what happens. Marcy, whatever she does during the day,
yeah,
I don't
man,
know.
She gets crazy in here, man.
Between
things
the two of you, there is how many decades of radio experience?
But that's what we do.
That is what you
constantly.
Do.
Constantly.
Yes.
Crash
well,
and burn.
Happy Rocktober. Right?
Right? I like to think of it as Croctober.
Take those off right now.
Are you you're still taking a bow for this croc
revolution? I really lost interest about 2 weeks ago, but it just won't stop.
Yeah. I'm holding out. I came close after listening to all
Did
this
you?
Croc that's a moment with right there. But basically, I came close, but no. No.
Because you have a wife and she said she's came to her senses?
Yeah. And I would like to stay married.
Sure. Sure. Let's talk television. Tell people where you work and what you do.
Yes. So I am at Variety. I'm the deputy TV editor over at Variety. I've been there for a long time talking about TV, the hits, the misses, the business, all the fun stuff. Watch a lot of TV. The Emmys were just a couple weeks
ago.
That's
his job.
That is his job to have.
Yeah.
It's a fun job. It's a good job. And, you know, we oftentimes get the shows first. So, for example, I already have the first 7 episodes of Succession. Yeah, bitches.
Nice. Really? Is that, could that be sent to, say, someone else's email address?
Hey, writer.
The thing is, you have to watch the screener with my name across. So they have gotten really good with these screeners.
No,
in terms
don't care
of,
about that. No,
that's M. Okay. Schneider, right
I'll
there.
I'll look at your name. I don't care. As long as I can watch it.
We'll talk offline. But
all right, tell us about some of the good stuff that's coming up this fall.
Yeah, well, I think one show that I know, because you were a big Dexter fan, if I remember correctly. Right?
Love.
So Dexter New Blood is coming back to Showtime on November 7th.
Now, have you seen that?
So not yet,
okay.
But I do know some of the details. And if you've been reading up, you sort of know that Jennifer Carpenter is returning.
Thank God, because she's great in that.
Yeah. So, but it's going to focus also on Dexter's son, who's now a teenager, who felt abandoned by him and finally tracks him down. Dexter has been living a pretty calm life. Mm-hmm. You know, he hasn't been doing the murder, but things are starting to change now, and he's got Jennifer Carpenter's voice in his head now. So,
oh, nice!
And we'll see where it goes from there.
I would like for everybody who doesn't know what this is to check it out, because it's good. How many seasons have there been?
Oh, there were many, because it was throughout the 2000s. So I forget the number, but it's
eight.
It premiered in 15
seasons?
Years ago.
Yeah, so
it was
good.
About 7-8 seasons. So Jennifer Carpenter's back as the Dark Passenger. There's a new actor called Jack Alcott who's going to play Dexter's son Harrison, who, like I mentioned, is of age.
Is his son going to start killing?
So, well, that's to be TBD.
Okay.
We'll see if that's the direction he goes, but obviously it's been passed down from generation to generation.
In the original series, did it say that he had a kid?
Yes,
he did. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
okay.
He was young, but that was, 10 years ago, so
right.
A lot's changed.
And then the ending was sort of funky for a lot of people. Are they trying to...
People didn't really love the ending, so in some ways...
It was kind of a non-ending ending.
Yeah. Yeah, they sent him off into the woods to chop wood and things like that. So at least now we'll get a little bit of a chaser to what happened there.
Tell me about Squid Game.
So have you watched Squid Game
I
yet?
Have not. So, I was dying to, and I promised a friend that I wouldn't watch it without them.
Yeah.
And then I realized it wasn't the same show, so I could have watched it. I
completely
waited.
It's some cooking show on the Food
Network. You know, I love the Food Network.
Yeah, Squid Game.
Tell me about
delicious.
Squid Game.
But it is it's a drama. It's a K-drama, Korean drama. It's become the most watched show, or it's about to become the most watched show in Netflix's history.
Wow.
Beating out even Bridgerton and The Witcher.
Can I ask you a inside business question?
Yeah.
It seems like every show they want to push becomes the most watched show of Netflix.
Yeah, this one,
is it for real?
This one, I believe, only because it's not one that they were really pushing. I don't think they even expected that this was going to be the global phenomenon that it is. They knew it was going to be big in Korea and maybe some of the countries where K-dramas are really big, but definitely not in the United States.
For people who haven't heard Squid Game, tell them what it is.
Yeah, so basically, if you watch Parasite, you remember sort of that was the story of the haves and have-nots, the different classes, which is a common theme in Korean drama. So in this case, you have the underclass, people who are just struggling to get by. The opening is this guy who's behind on his debts. He's a gambler. He's trying to make money for his daughter's birthday, and he keeps losing it. And he's about to basically be killed if he doesn't come up with the money. So some gentleman shows up in the train station. He's dressed up, and he says, "I'll make you an offer. Join this game show, and you could potentially make enough money to pay off your debts, etc. And also, by the way, we own you because we're in cahoots with the people
with
who
the people
want
you owe money.
Yeah. So basically,
does he ask the downside? Because the downside seems pretty important.
Well, the downside is you'll probably be killed. So the downside is you go on a reality show. They play these children's games, but
red light, green light, real children's
looks
games.
Looks really easy, but
But, one false move and you're dead.
You get a bullet through the head.
Yeah, and that's pretty common. So, it's a very violent show.
Yes.
I'm sure.
I mean, that's bad.
Oh, no.
I'm against it.
I'm torn for Kevin because on the one hand, I know this is the kind of show that Kevin loves.
Yes.
It's got the ultra violence, but it is in Korean. You are going to have to read some subtitles.
How dare you?
Reading is for losers. You don't like that idea.
That's true. How dare you?
There is a...
Read Parasite.
Yes. Okay.
Just
maybe.
Fine.
Okay. Yeah. K-Dog has changed a lot.
There's some pausing going on.
Yeah. Rock and roll has
other
woken
than that.
Up.
So I think actually you're really going to enjoy this.
Okay, great.
So that's right now on Netflix, and you can check that
out. And give
out.
Us one other highlight coming up this fall.
Another show that I really enjoyed so far is Dope Sick, which is on Hulu.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's Michael Keaton, and it's basically it's based on the story of how Purdue Pharma developed and marketed OxyContin and turned it into sort of the scourge of the rural America, and how they marketed it as it's not addictive at all. Less than 1% of people actually become addicted to OxyContin, and of course we know that's not the case.
Right.
It would be Michael, the opposite of that.
Yeah, very opposite. So Michael Keaton plays a rural doctor who unknowingly, you know, prescribed it to all of his patients. Half of them died, and so it sort of goes through, you know, different timelines. So you see the start of the pandemic, the OxyContin pandemic. You also see when the FBI finally starts to investigate. You see, you know, them testifying in court. And it's a real interesting, well-done sort of look at
something. I was surprised that it's basically one family caused all that.
Yeah.
That was surprising to me.
Yeah, the Sackler family.
That's a lot of damage for one family.
And the thing is, they still deny responsibility to this day. And this is something that's still going on, the settlement. So billions of dollars, they lost their company, but they still say they did nothing wrong. So that's a good true life drama if you're into that kind of thing.
What's the name of that one again?
Great cast. It's called Dope Sick. So you got Michael Keaton. You got a bunch of great actors.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You got Succession coming back. You got Curb Your Enthusiasm coming back later this month. So there's a lot of TV.
Very
just
exciting.
Touching the surface.
You watch a lot of TV. Can you give us one or two of your absolute top favorites?
That changes constantly.
Yeah, sure.
So
yeah.
Of the, you know, at the moment, I'm really enjoying Only Murders in the Building.
Love it.
On Hulu. You dig that?
It's so good.
He was just waiting for you to say that.
Martin Short.
Yes.
It's just, you know, how much do you just love those two?
Really they're well just, done. And yeah, they're so clearly
it's
having a good time.
Fun mystery. Yep. And it's fun to see them play with Selena Gomez.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, in contrast to some of the darker things we talked about, it's just a light, fun show.
Is that Netflix too?
So that's
no,
on,
that's Hulu.
That's on Hulu.
Sorry.
Okay. I mean, there's also murder. I guess everything needs murder.
Sure, of course.
It's a comedic murder.
Yeah. So. Of course. It's the funny side of murder.
So I'm really enjoying my hair side. Right.
You can follow Michael Snyder on Twitter at Franklin Avenue.
That's right. Franklin Avenue. Go to Variety.com. Check out the stories there. And are we going to play La Bamba for
Alan?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We played
right
that in the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We
I tried.
Hour.
I tried.
We the whole 2 o'clock hour. What do we have to do, for God's sakes?
Exactly.
Thank you, Michael, for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Come back soon.
Definitely.
Okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is Croctober. We're very excited about that. The KLOS high-low game is a new thing that we started today.
Yeah, it's like one of those where you walk into a casino and you see a new kind of table and you're like, yeah, I'll play that. What the hell?
Try, why not?
Yeah, throw some cash on it.
So the high-low game, you call in. If you're caller 13, you automatically win tickets to see the Stones at SoFi.
Yeah, this week that's you're for sure winning that. No problem. You're definitely getting that if you're caller 13.
If you guess the correct number, you will win $1,300.
Yeah, and if you don't get it this hour, then in the 5 o'clock hour, it'll be worth 14. It goes up another 100 every
correct.
Time someone gets it
so
wrong.
We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS.
And we can tell you the last guess with Marcy was 55. That number was low. That's all we're going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you the other guesses.
It goes up to 95.
Yep. To 95 guess between there.
Good luck!
Hard to believe we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of losing Eddie Van Halen. That's his kid. His latest one, Damn Good Stuff from Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. It is Epiphany. It's the high-low game.
Oh, look at this. Listen to this lovely music.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is the high-low game. We kicked it off today, so we will explain it to you again. You guess the winning number between 0 and 95, and you'll win at least $1,000.
That's right. If you,
probably more.
Yep, usually more.
You'll also get Rolling Stones tickets just for playing.
Yeah, you be caller 13, you're definitely going to win something, so no worries.
So, who's this?
This is Rick.
Rick, how you doing?
How you doing?
Jeez. We're good. You're caller 13.
No way.
Yes, sir.
So you get to play our precious little game. Did you hear the first person for the very first guess of the first game this morning?
No, I did not. I was at work.
Boom. Can we keep you, can we update you? Between 0 and 95, they said 43, and it was right.
Boom, right out the gate.
Right on. Which is shaky.
That's insane.
If you
yeah.
ask me.
A little questionable.
All right, so the number that we have last is 55, and that was low. What would your guess be?
For $1,300. 44. Wait, that was
55.
Low.
55.
Well, that's your guess.
I mean, 50. The number was 55, and it was low.
Oh, and it was low.
Yeah.
Oh.
So then
right,
that means your guess should be above.
Okay. Okay, first day.
Hey, 56. How about that?
56. All right, let's consult the KLOS motherboard.
Oh. That's also low.
Yeah, it's too low.
But you know what you get as a parting gift, a lovely parting gift? You get tickets to see the Stones at SoFi.
Oh, my. Awesome.
Congratulations. You weren't good at the game, but you get to see the show.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Well, not well done, but hold on a second. We'll get your information, and that means between 5 and 6, we're going to ask you to play the game again, and it's going to be worth $1,456 was the guess, and that's too
late. That's too late. .95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you remember when I brought in audio of Bill Belichick, the head coach of the Patriots.
Yes, one of my favorite interviewees ever.
He's not high energy.
No, a little bit not.
Here's a question and answer from last week postgame.
Bill, what did you see on Mac's interceptions?
Same thing you saw.
That is a brilliant answer, though.
He's not a firework.
No.
But we do have him on the Heineken 00
what?
Hotline, yes. I don't know if you saw yesterday, there was a clip of him trying to pick like a piece of food out of his mouth.
Okay, with a pencil
with
or
a
something.
Pencil.
Yeah, that was odd. That was different.
And it was broadcast. Like the camera was on him.
Yes. You're on TV.
Hello, Bill Belichick.
You're on the radio.
Hey.
Do you know that you're occasionally on TV?
Yeah.
Have you thought about bringing floss with you?
I don't need that.
I mean, you used a pencil. You look like a barbarian.
That's why I don't need floss.
Okay.
I have a pencil.
But does the pencil work most of the time? Because it seems like most likely not.
Works all the time.
It does. Well, you looked at it. You looked at the pencil to see if you got it. Did you get
it? Yeah, did you get it? That was my question. Did you get the offending piece of food?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Well, that's good.
Can you go into any detail about that?
What kind of food it was?
Well, what kind of food were you eating that was stuck?
There you go.
Chalupa.
Delicious.
Don't you have, like, an assistant that you could send for floss or anything else?
Sometimes I have the assistant stick a pencil in my mouth.
When you're feeling a little lazy?
Yeah.
Couldn't you go in that little blue tent where the players go in to pee?
I think that's for concussion.
I'm sorry, what?
Apparently that's for concussions.
I think that's for concussion.
Oh, I think it's both.
Not peeing.
I would. Okay. I mean, I think it's both, but I guess you would know.
I would. I'm a coach.
Right. Do you know that occasionally the camera's on you?
You really thought they just went in there to pee?
No, I think that's one of the things they do in there. Yes.
All right. Okay. Just trying to get things straight.
Have I derailed us from the pencil as floss?
Sometimes I pee with a pencil.
I don't even understand that.
Well, that's sorry to hear that. That's a darn shame. I don't know if you can do anything about that.
Don't always want to touch myself.
Don't you have an assistant for that?
It's not the 70s, man.
Sometimes.
All right, Chris.
That's why I miss Brady.
Great conversation, Coach. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have, we're going to take some phone calls in a minute of you met a celebrity and didn't know who they were at the time. Because that does occasionally happen.
Sure.
Dave Grohl was on the Graham Norton Show, which is a talk show in Britain. Mm-hmm. And he was telling a story about Paul McCartney teaching his 5-year-old daughter at the time.
Wow.
To play piano.
What?
And of course, 5-year-old Dave Grohl's daughter doesn't know the Beatles because she's 5.
Come on.
Oh, all his other kids do, and he does, right? But he's a 5-year-old.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So here's the story.
And his wife and my wife.
You were telling us your daughters, was it Harper? Did she get a piano lesson?
Yeah. Years ago, I made friends with Paul McCartney. And his wife and my wife swapped numbers. So every time he'd come to Los Angeles, his wife would text my wife and say, hey, we're going to dinner. Would you like to come to dinner? And of course, my wife knows who Paul McCartney is, but I don't know if he means the same to her as he does to me. He's a Beatle. You know, that's how I learned how to play music. Mm-hmm. So we had just had Ophelia, our youngest, and Paul and Nancy were in town. They said, like, okay, we want to come see the new baby. She was a week old. So they come over to the house, and of course, my kids know who the Beatles are because I brainwashed them when they were young with all of the Beatles music. We have wine, pizza, and we're hanging out, and it was time for Paul to go. Paul and Nancy were leaving, and there's a piano in the corner of the room, and he just can't help himself, you know? So he sits down at the piano, and he starts playing Lady Madonna in my fucking house. And my mind is blown. I can't believe this is happening. This is like the most full circle, crazy moment of my entire life. My daughter Harper, who I think was 5 at the time, is watching Paul McCartney on the piano, and she goes to the kitchen, she gets a coffee cup, she puts some spare change in it and puts it on top of the piano like it's a tip jar. And I thought, she's a girl. I like that.
And did he then kind of teach her some chords?
He did, actually. She'd never taken a lesson to play any instrument at that point. And she sat down and she watched his hands. They sat together, and he was showing her what to play. She'd never taken a lesson to play any instrument at that point. And she sat down, and she watched his hands. They sat together, and he was showing her what to play. And they wrote a song together. As they were doing it, it was the only time I've ever taken a picture of Paul. Because to me, I don't really want to do that. I just want to kind of be his friend, you know?
Yeah.
But I saw my daughter getting her first piano lesson from Paul McCartney, and I took a video. The next morning I woke up and I went to the kitchen and I was making breakfast, and I heard her playing the song that they had written the night before. And I came around the corner and she looked at me as she was playing the piano. She realized I was watching, and she never played the piano again.
Oh, for God's sake.
And then she's like, I want to be a drummer. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
Can you imagine?
No. Amazing.
Taking piano lessons from Paul McCartney.
Right.
All right. So you met a celebrity.
Making a song with him.
Yes.
Writing a song with him as a 5-year-old.
We understand that your stories are not going to be that good because you and us are not Dave Grohl. But you met a celebrity. You had no idea who it was.
Yeah.
And you were talking to him, or you had an interaction with him. Maybe you're a waiter, waitress. They were sitting down at your restaurant. You served them. You had no idea who they were. 818-955-KLOS. You had an interaction with a celebrity and you had no idea who they were. 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, and how did you find out?
Yes.
Who told you? Who woke you up?
And I hope things went poorly. Because those stories are always better.
Those are the best.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We were talking about Dave Grohl's daughter learning to play piano from Paul McCartney, not having any idea who Paul McCartney was at that point in her life. So you had an encounter with a celebrity, and you had no idea who they were. You have a story like that?
Dave Grohl, actually. Oh, I was looking for a pool supply store.
You ran into Dave Grohl at some point, and you didn't know it was him?
He come to the store, we're helping him out, and he was just friendly. He came in for some gift cards because he said he'd go to a pool party. He had me over his car to pay for some gift cards. And I look at it, it's all metal, it's heavy, you don't see this very often. Flip it over, and it's Dave Grohl around there. Because he originally gave him a fake name.
Did he?
Yeah, what name do you remember?
Oh, no, this was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
But,
Barbara?
Rebecca?
Oh, right. No, yeah. That's awesome. Well, who told... Oh, so did you say anything to him once you realized it was... It was him?
Yeah, I told him, I'm a big fan of your work, and he was kind enough to give me a little autograph, but he spelled my name wrong, and I still treasure it to this day.
Sure, who cares? Yeah, that's awesome.
That's
yeah.
Even better.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks for calling.
You know, Taylor Hawkins was walking around the Viper Room one time.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that dude's really cool. He seems really familiar, and he's so chill and talking to everybody. I'm like...
The problem with guys like you and me is people seem familiar,
yes.
And you can't place them.
Yeah, yeah. And he has to have been going like, why is this guy just ignoring me? What a dick. Hi, KLOS, what's your I didn't know they were a celebrity story?
Yeah, so standing in line at Disneyland, and my wife now is freaking out. Me? I don't do celebrities. I never know who it was.
Sure.
He's over here bugging me, pushing on my shoulder. I'm like, what do you want? Look over, and we're in line. Drake Bell standing next to us. I don't know who that is.
Right.
She goes, Drake and Josh, the kid? The show?
Yeah.
Okay, what about it? She's like, that's him. And I'm like, oh.
What?
Nickelodeon.
Why did she think you would be that excited? Because your kids were watching that show, I assume.
It was a show that came out in like 2009 that we both grew up on, but I didn't know what he looked like. He was there with his girlfriend at the time.
Oh, I see. You used to watch when you were younger. I got you.
Yeah. I just never knew what he looked like. I've never met him in person.
Right.
I didn't know what he looked like, and this was 10 years later.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, but, did she get an autograph?
She got a photo.
We all
got
nice. A photo with nice. Girl. That's nice when they're cool and they go for it.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. Thanks for calling. I have no idea who that guy was.
It was a kid show on Nickelodeon. Okay. Yeah, you wouldn't know.
No.
Yeah.
KLOS.
You shouldn't know.
Yeah, celebrity story, pray tell.
My story is with Sidney Poitier.
Nice. Wow. Okay.
Yes. Okay. I met him on the Riviera Golf Course, and I was sitting there talking to him. He's the nicest guy in the world. And I turned to him and I said, you are an idol of mine. It was nice to meet you, Willie McCovey.
Oh, my God.
He looked at me. He was so nice. He looked at me and he goes, I'm not Willie McCovey. And I'm like, you're not? Oh, my God. He goes, I'm Sidney Poitier. And he was laughing. And I'm like, oh, my God, my mom's going to kill me. And he's busting up laughing.
That's awesome.
Guy in the world.
That's hey guys, very I, cool of him.
Yeah.
Very
totally,
cool of him.
Yeah. Did you invite him to dinner?
I have a really, really quick response to when you did a week ago. You did something talking about the lotto. I'm going to tell you a really quick thing to do in a lotto. If you ever win the lotto, don't tell anybody. Quickly call up all your friends and say, hey, guys, can I borrow $5,000? If they say yes, good list. If they say no, the next day you say, guess what? I won the lotto.
Oh.
And they come to you and say, can I borrow some money? And I say, not a chance, buddy.
I like that. You didn't help me. That's good. I like that.
That's how you cut out all the people that are going to come running.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, but I like it. It sounds fun. It would be good vindictiveness.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your celebrity story you didn't know they were. Exodus on KLOS. Sorry, Genesis on KLOS. So bad.
Come on, man. You're not even trying. Come on,
That's a fact.
You have to try. All right, we're talking about you had an encounter with a celebrity, but you had no idea who they were. Who was the celebrity for you?
It was Neil Diamond.
All right. How'd you run into him?
So I used to be a limo driver years and years ago, and I was outside at a U2 concert at the pond. And I'm standing next to this guy. He's smoking a cigar. I'm like, why aren't you in there? He goes, my wife's in there. He goes, I've been here before. I've performed here. I go, when did you perform here? He goes, one hot August night. And I look at him. I go, oh, shit, you're Neil Diamond.
And he said, did he sing a song for you?
And he said, I am. I said.
That's good.
It really isn't. I apologize.
But it was a song sung blue.
Stop it. Everybody knows one. Oh, damn it. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I ran into a pair of celebrities.
Yes.
A pair of celebrities.
And what did you do to them?
I had no idea until I had my in your mouth and I realized it's Kevin's logo.
I miss the weekend. I hate the weekends because we don't get that.
Oh, he calls me at home.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, nice.
Kind of weird.
Thanks for calling.
It's weird.
Sir?
Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You had an encounter with a celebrity. You had no idea who it was?
Back in 2005, I was on jury duty here in L.A., and I was still in college, so I'm on my laptop trying to do my homework and deal with this nuisance. And then someone tapped him on the shoulder, and they say, hey, can I borrow your pen there? And I was so annoyed because I was so focused. And then so I pull it out of my shirt pocket, and I hand it to him, and it's Ray Liotta.
No kidding.
Oh, wow, that's bizarre. Was he on jury duty?
He was.
Wow.
But he was dressed down. He was wearing, like, a shirt with an orange construction shirt with a hole in it, like,
right.
Wearing a hat. And only his beard was dyed, like, that jet red that he had.
Right.
So I was like, oh my God. And then he's like, hi, I'm Ray. Nice to meet you. Like, no.
Listen, I'll give you the pencil. Don't hurt me.
Right. So he was cool and we were talking and then they were doing the roll call and then someone hears Ray Liotta and everyone like just swarms on this guy. So he went from nice Ray to bad Ray real quick.
Who can blame him?
Right? Yeah. Like, this one dude had the audacity. He's like, hey, I've got a business investment for you. It's glass dildos. And he was like, no.
Oh, glass dildos. I'm surprised you didn't go for that.
Wow.
Sounds like a good business opportunity.
Wow.
Right on. Thank you for calling, man. Thanks for calling. And doing your civic duty.
Yes. KLOS, hello.
Duty.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. You met a celebrity and didn't know who they were?
Yeah, it was guitarist Alette, because he was home from his first tour for his mom's birthday, and I had no idea in the entire bar. I was like, how do you know him after he went to the bathroom? Like, just some guy I'm talking about her mom's.
And then he went home and was passed out on the front lawn, and he didn't know how he got through the
window. He was like, me and my brother are home for a birthday. I'm like, okay, after he lived out of town, I'm like, I didn't know he was on tour. I'm like, I saw you like a month ago.
That's funny. Isn't it weird when your friends have to point that kind of stuff
out? Yeah.
Dude, what'd you go to the bathroom with that guy it's lit for? That's weird. Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your celebrity encounters. You didn't know they were celebrities.
95.5? What?
No, yeah, it's going to say high-low. We're going to play it in less than an hour, somewhere around there.
We're going to play high-low in less than an hour,
there. Well said. How did you know?
Right now we're talking about you had an encounter with a celebrity, and you didn't know they were a celebrity. You have one?
1976. I'm 15. I'm over in London, England. We're down on Carnaby Street, which is like Rodeo Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this really fine establishment. So we go inside. We see all these limos outside. We're like, well, let's go see who's inside. We see this girl in this really full-length fur coat. She's a tall blonde, and I'm like, who is it? And these people are like going, it's Sammy Davis Jr., and he's standing right next to her. So I'm like going, quick, give me a pen, give me a paper. And so somebody gives me the pen and paper, and I go, I'm like, excuse me, can you please sign this? I go, I'm from America. And he's like, sure. And it's his playwright, he's in a play, and so he signed it, and there's actually a signature printed inside, so you know it matches. It's really
wow,
cool.
That's nice,
cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm sorry, right. It's not her, it's the guy next to her.
Thanks for calling. Actually, I forgot, I ran in literally to Michael Jackson one time.
What?
At the Grove. I was like stepped
how
off
do
the
you
curb
forget running into Michael Jackson,
and I damn near completely knocked him over, and he had this complete entourage around him who kind of tried to get us out of the way really quick, and I was like, who the hell was that ass? And my wife was like, oh, that was Michael Jackson. You just nearly ran over Michael Jackson.
You could have taken him out early.
I know, right? Hi, KLOS. Hi, KLOS. Hi, KLOS.
What's happening?
You have a celebrity story? Hi.
I thought Zac Efron was a thief in my store, unknowingly.
You thought what?
He was a thief?
He was a thief?
He was stealing?
I thought he was stealing, and he wasn't. He just looked like he could have been.
Do you think he was going around maybe trying to like make people think that he was stealing stuff just to see what their reaction?
He was wearing like a hooded sweatshirt with a hoodie over his head. He was wearing sunglasses, baggy clothes, and a big old backpack. And when you're working in a retail store,
sure.
Don't you think, hey,
100%.
You
know, those are all red flags, yeah, I
yeah.
assume. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those of us that work retail know. That yes, dude's going to yes, steal stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was.
Did
it was
you tackle
weird.
Him?
Yeah, did you?
That would have been funny. You know what? I'm not opposed to tackling him. You know?
Next time.
Exactly.
Good
so.
Luck.
Even if you don't think he's going to steal a name, just tackle Zac Efron.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. My name is Sean from Gardena, California.
Hi there.
I used to be a child background actor when I was a kid, and I used to work on the set of Zoe 101, you know, with Jamie Lynn Spears.
Yep.
And my dad at the time was super excited because my little sister was about to be born. So he was, you know, baby crazy. And he was waiting in line for some food, and Britney Spears happened to be pregnant at the time. So, you know, he's chit-chatting with her because she's pregnant, and he's super stoked. This is his first daughter.
Mm-hmm.
They go through the line. He even pays for her food, actually.
Right.
And then afterwards, he comes to me. He's like, hey, I just exchanged information. I'm about to share all your baby boy clothes with her. And I said, oh, so she's having a boy. And he says, oh, well, she wouldn't tell me anything. Every time I would ask, all she would say is, well, you know, my lawyer says I'm not allowed to talk about it. And I was like, well, Dad, you know, that's Britney Spears.
And he says, no, I'm pretty sure that's not.
No, that's a dad.
You're wrong.
Dads are always so sure. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure you're wrong, son. You're an idiot. Raining.
It is
raining. Awesome.
That is happening outside.
This is beautiful. I love this weather.
I know you do.
This is fantastic.
Listen, if it's going to be cloudy, I would rather it rain.
Yes, please. Sure. Yeah, quite a bit of rain in Burbank. Mm-hmm. Burbank.
All right, let's take some calls from crazy people. This is a thing. On September 27th, Mercury will go into retrograde for the third and final time this year.
This is where it looks like it's kind of moving backwards in the sky.
Yes. During this period of Mercury retrograde, which ends October 18th, so we've still got another, 14 days, mm-hmm. you'll probably hear a number of people carrying on about how everything is going wrong, all because of Mercury retrograde.
Lots of posts about, I know what happened.
Of course that happened, because Mercury retrograde.
Yes, it's in retrograde. There's your problem.
Right. Supposedly, there's warnings about not buying a new computer, new phone, horror stories about... Supposedly, it has a lot to do with communication.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Right?
Yes. I remember when I went back to the old day of string and tin cans. And,
right.
You know, you just couldn't hear on the other end whenever it was in retrograde.
So we need somebody to explain to us how this... I mean, how's this work? Come on. Seriously.
Why the bad luck? What brings...
I mean, come on now. How does that work?
What horrible things have happened as a direct result of this phenomenon?
Here's what it is for people who don't know. Mercury retrograde is an optical illusion. Mercury's orbit around the sun is shorter than the Earth's, which means that when the Earth passes Mercury in orbit, there's a moment when it appears to move backwards. That's yes. it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow every problem has been blamed on this.
Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, when it's happening, it's like, well, clearly, the reason accidentally blew up your house was, you see...
Mercury retrograde.
Yes, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I should have thought about that before I lit the match.
Yeah, or maybe what's the craziest excuse you used that that's there's an excuse.
Listen, there's plenty of people who believe this.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we need to talk to some of them.
I see about a quarter of them on Facebook. Maybe that's why Facebook was down today and all the platforms.
Because of communication.
Of course. There you go.
Figured it out. We don't need to talk to crazy people. No, we love to. 818-955 KLOS. You believe in Mercury retrograde, and it's bad for communication and everything else. And,
blah, set us blah, straight.
Blah. We'll try and be nice. I'll try and be nice. 818-955 KLOS.
New hailstorm back from the dead. 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station.
Listen, Sluggo has promised that he's going to be nice.
I'm going to try.
To those of you that are calling in about Mercury in retrograde or whatever the hell that is.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Because everything's going wrong because of communication and blah, 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 blah.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Good,
listen,
thank you.
Yep. In the 80s, when I was in acting class, all the crazy girls would always go, Mercury's in retrograde. That's why I didn't get the part.
Yes.
And it was like, what does that even mean? I was going to write a play called Mercury's in Retrograde, but it was going to be about crazy chicks.
It should be. You'd write that. You'd get on Broadway, man.
I got news for you. It's not only women.
Yeah, that's true.
In your experience, okay. But listen, there's a lot of
fellas, yeah, quite sure, yeah.
Well, listen, that's when I first heard about it.
Right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I got you.
Wow, really? What does that even mean?
Yeah.
You know, listen, we just had a lightning storm and my card got denied. So
clearly it's because Mercury's retrograde.
Yeah,
100%. Right. Thanks for calling. Hey, by the way, is your name Barry and was your class taught by the Fonz?
No.
No.
Okay.
It was a great,
thanks for calling.
Great guest, though.
Yeah, thank you. I thought I was...
KLOS, hello.
Must be because Mercury.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Happy Monday.
To you as well.
Happy 10-4 day. 10-4. Good, buddy.
There you go.
You a believer in this Mercury in retrograde?
I am. I'm a Scorpio three times over. It's messing with me.
Okay. How does it work?
What can we do about it?
Nothing. Just kind of lay low.
Yeah.
Don't get heavy on communication because that'll backfire.
How?
Well, you're bound to get miscommunications with people.
How?
Why? Why? Because that planet looks like it's moving a little. Does that happen?
Just because it's the pull and the gravity and the tides and the waves.
You don't have any idea. I love that you called us and you don't have any idea. You rule.
I do. I do.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
This is Mike Travis. How are you doing?
We are good. Thank you.
Talk to us about Mercury retrograde and what it means to you.
I think it's an annual phenomenon that happens every few centuries or whatever. And
an annual phenomenon that happens every few centuries. Dude, I think you're right.
It happened three times this year. What's wrong with you? You're just making up.
You know why you're confused? Mercury's right. Retrograde.
Stupid Mercury.
818-955-KLOS. Set us straight.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Mercury is in retrograde, and that's because that's causing a lot of people to have bad communications. That's what we've heard.
Well said.
Now Sluggo and I are bad at communicating year-round.
Yep.
So I don't understand the whole Mercury thing. Let's go to the phones. Hello?
Hello. Yes, you know, Mercury, they're super massive black holes that have sucked in so much gravity, and they form, and the stars collapse and leave them behind the black hole with a dense mass. And so that's why, you know, super massive black holes have a mass of more than 1 million suns. And it's thought
right. And you're saying one of those is as close as Mercury?
Well, sure, because Mercury's in the dwarf galaxy. You know, it's a smaller galaxy, but they got swallowed up and ripped apart by a much larger galaxy.
Are you talking about the song by Muse, Supermassive Black Hole?
Yes.
Do you have any extra of whatever you're smoking?
I would like some. Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. You guys talking about Mercury?
Yeah.
Mercury?
Whatever. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yep, I guess.
Go ahead.
So, I have something even crazier for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Plenty of people who believe that Mercury doesn't even exist.
Oh, now that's fun. I like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, same thing with the moon and, you know, birds or cameras.
Oh, that's true.
All that stuff.
Yeah. Where do you fall on the Mercury doesn't exist and we're on a flat planet?
Please say you believe it.
Yeah, please say you believe it.
I don't believe it.
Damn it! Oh, you get a dial tone for that. Boo!
We're looking for crazy people here. KLOS, hello.
Okay, Mercury in retrograde. The reason that it is true is that Mercury, as a planet, has been assigned to communications.
Who assigned it communication?
Bean. I bet Bean did.
I don't know. Who started astrology? You tell me.
Okay.
So whoever started astrology just made it up?
Yeah, of course.
Mercury in the old days, back in Rome or Egypt...
Pluto
was in charge of communications, and
I hate to ask what the planet Uranus is in charge of.
No, your ass is not in charge of
it. Right on, man. Well, good to know that.
Thanks
for that. That's good.
No information?
You know, I mean, at least now we know why it's tied into that crap.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, are we still talking about Mercury retrograde?
Yes. Tell us how it works.
Okay, to me, it's true. I'm a Gemini, and Mercury, if you're a Gemini and you're a Virgo, I believe you're actually disturbed and a little bit bothered during this time.
Gemini and a virgin?
Is it possible that you're disturbed full-time?
I think so. I think you're a Gemini. I'm unfortunately a Gemini, and I'm the most hated sign.
Okay.
But
wow. Go to hell with them. How dare they hate you? We love you.
I'm the most hated sign.
Actually, I don't get along with any Gemini, so I think there's some truth to what they say.
I don't get along with any humans, but, you know, whatever.
But that one caller was right, that you aren't supposed to sign any contracts. Your communication goes to shit, if I can say that.
Right, but no, yeah. You can't. But how? How does that happen?
Yeah, why?
So, because people believe that these planets rule over all of our astrological.
They sure do.
Right, but how does that happen?
I mean, how's it supposed to really work technically?
It's just mumbo jumbo, and you know. But I mean,
finally,
yay! Mumbo jumbo! Ding ding ding! Yeah. Yay! Woo!
We finally got the right answer.
95.5 KLOS. Do you remember when, by the way, it's coming up on a year since Eddie Van Halen passed away.
Wow.
We're going to be doing a bunch of stuff, like, till the 2 for Tuesdays tomorrow, all going to be Van Halen songs, which is pretty cool.
All right.
You remember when lightning storms used to be a guarantee that the radio station was going to get knocked off the air?
Oh, yeah.
It's
instantaneous.
Hope you're enjoying this lightning storm, at least here in the valley.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, but we haven't been knocked off yet. We're waiting. So we can get home early.
I heard it. Lightning only strikes when it's raining.
Damn it, Stevie. I will hurt you.
Listen, we have a high-low game. This is a new game that we started today.
Yep.
Started it today. So you guess a winning number between 0 and 95. It's randomly selected.
Yep.
People call and they guess. It starts at $1,000.
And goes up $100 every time someone gets it wrong.
This morning, the very first time we did it.
That's unbelievable.
Heidi and Frank did it.
Yeah.
And the person guessed 43, and that was the number.
The randomly picked number.
What?
Boom!
What are the chances of that?
Unbelievable.
So you can play and win weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5 p.m. So that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
It's worth $1,400 now. The last caller said that it was 56, which is too low.
That's too low. And no matter what, even if you don't guess, you can't get that number right, you are caller 13, you get tickets to the Stones.
All right.
Go see the Stones at the SoFi Stadium in just a few days on October 14th.
818-955 KLOS.
So your guess, best guess ready.
Good luck.
Hello. Hello, Kevin.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Joe.
Oh, no.
What?
Dude, you're caller 13. We're going to find out all about you.
I know the number.
All right, hold on. Before you guess. The number is not two.
I know.
Two things that go into your mouth.
You know the number. Okay, so it's between 0 and 95, and the last person to guessed 56, and that was low.
So what do you think the number is?
69.
Well, let's ask the KLOS motherboard.
That's a great guess, though. That's a great guess.
That is. And it's too low.
Yeah. Too low.
Dude.
You rule. Thank you. You also got tickets to the Stones.
Yeah, you get to go to the Stones.
All right.
If I have to. Hold on. Don't go away, man. Hold on.
He's only interested in one thing. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. It's time for What We Learned.
Oh, that means we're going home. Yeah, woo!
Michael Schneider from Variety stopped by to tell us about new TV shows. Squid Game is the big one on Netflix that apparently everybody's watching, but he was afraid that I wouldn't be able to keep up because it has subtitles.
You gotta read this crap.
Bill Belichick, the head coach of the New England Patriots, uses a pencil instead of floss.
We talked to him about it, too, or someone who sounded a lot like him.
Anyway. And that's gross.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
Paul McCartney, as you just heard, taught Dave Grohl's 5-year-old daughter to play piano.
They wrote a song together. I want to hear that song.
And Mercury is in retrograde, so do not communicate with anyone.
All right, I'm not going to go home and pet the kitty then. I won't communicate with her.
Okay, good.
And I won't see you tomorrow.
Nope.
Peace. What's the frequency, Kenneth? It was on this day in rock in 1986 when the REM song What's the Frequency, Kenneth was inspired by the person who came up behind Dan Rather and popped him in the head when saying that. Abbey Road from the Beatles was number one on the UK album charts on this day in rock in 2019 when it had been reissued for its 50th anniversary. It spent 17 weeks at the top back in 1969 and 1970.